You know, Mr. President, I think we recognize that we have some very difficult challenges right now in our education system. Mr. President, we've been having this same discussion since I was in high school, well over 20 years ago. Okay? We've had this discussion for a very, very, very long time. These discussions are things that we've been having even over the last few years here at the state. And it's time that something be done. You know, there are some things in the bill that I happen to be concerned about, things that I have historically been concerned about as we talk about education here. Most things in this building are done in the spirit of negotiation. And that means that everyone gets some of what they want, but nobody gets everything that they want. That's what that means. So if we have a bill forward that we have spent, many folks have spent considerable amount of time on long before a session started to get us to a place where we were at least able to agree on some of these issues and at least come to the middle on other things, then it's a bill that should proceed forward. I will tell you, without an educational bill passing this year to be able to address this transfer issue, my district will likely go bankrupt. They face dissolution. And for all those other districts surrounding these struggling districts that don't want the kid from that district for whatever reason, brace yourself because those kids are coming. Without us doing something in this building this year, those things are going to happen, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I will be supporting the bill. I hope that the members of this body, knowing that this bill is not perfect, understanding that there are some things in there that they either may not agree with or that they would have preferred not have been in there, that I think everyone understands where we are and the crisis that these districts are facing currently, and that we would do something at this point.